This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Taizhen in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization beginning tomorrow. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants. More from our correspondent.
From the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival at Tianjin Airport to his journey to the hotel, the atmosphere was charged with warmth and excitement. People appeared overjoyed to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister. Chinese women artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented a soulful Bande Mataram song on sitar, santoor and tabla. In addition, Chinese dancers performed graceful and well-coordinated recitals of Bharatanatyam, Odissi and Kathak, leaving the audience mesmerized. The rich colors of Indian culture on display made the Prime Minister's welcome truly unforgettable. During the two-day summit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in deliberations on critical issues including regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and cooperation among member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan after attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday. Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo. Today, the Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter April to June in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal had said, India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said GDP growth rate of 7.8% will have a positive impact on India's energy consumption. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Puri highlighted that if economy is doing well, energy consumption will go up. He noted that India's energy consumption is three times higher than the global number, and the government is taking multiple steps to meet this demand by strengthening refining capacity and transitioning to green sustainable energy.
7.8% was the rate of growth of GDP in the last quarter. Aur uske pehle wale quarter mein 7.4% thi. If you look at the overall activity, duniya ki energy consumption jo bhi hai, Bharat ki energy consumption usse teen guna zyada hai.
In Punjab, the flood situation remains grim following heavy flow of water in Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers, rain in some parts of the state. The dams are full to the brim, forcing authorities for controlled release of water. The river Ravi, which has received over 14.11 lakh cubic water till date, has inundated many areas. This is the highest discharge the state has ever received. Reinforcement works to stop the overflowing of Ghaggar and Tangri River are underway to control the flow from inundating areas in Patiala. Indian Army, Indian Air Force, BSF and its aviation wing NDRF, SDRF, Punjab Police and voluntary organizations are working on war footing. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will lock horns with the Chinese duo of Chen Bo Yang and Lu Yi in men's doubles semi-final of the BWF World Championships in Paris tonight. The world number 9 pair thrashed second-seeded Arun Chia and So Wo Yik of Malaysia in the quarter-final match, assuring a medal to India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.